President Bush got an FBI briefing about the arrest this morning before leaving Washington for a three-state campaign swing across the South. The president carefully avoided any public comment on the events that were the focus of so much national attention. He spent tonight at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, where he is to meet tomorrow with Chinese President Jiang Zemin. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is with the president and sends this report from Auburn, Alabama.
The president at get-out-the-vote rallies for GOP House, Senate, and gubernatorial hopefuls in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama stayed completely away from the topic of the D.C. area sniper. He spoke of tax cuts, terrorist threats, and Iraq.
We're saying a clear message to Mr. Saddam Hussein. We believe in peace in America. We want the world to be peaceful, not only for ourselves, but for people in your neighborhood. And so you must disarm. You said you would disarm, and you must disarm.
Other than changing candidates' names from state to state, the president delivered the same speech at each stop. During two separate meetings with the White House press corps, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer would only say that the president had his usual FBI briefings this morning, that he was, quote, advised of the latest facts pertaining to the snipers, and that the president received no interpretation of what the facts may mean. Fleischer said any further information would have to come from law enforcement authorities. Don Gagne with the president in Auburn, Alabama.